Hi, friends. Happy Friday. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at International Justice Mission. Y'all know IJM. Eddie works there. It's a global nonprofit that's working to end slavery and violence around the world.
Across Southern Asia, IJM works with local law enforcement to rescue individuals and families out of slavery and trafficking in Latin America. We get to help children and women who have survived all kinds of violence and abuse. And really, in short, globally, what we get to do is we go into some of the deepest, cruelest pain in the world and bring the full force of the law with us to provide justice and healing. And after 20 years of hard work and miracles that we have seen firsthand and amazing partners, we can say for certain that hope is possible beyond tragedy when we all come together for good.
There are already 50,000 people that IJM has been a part of rescuing from slavery and walking toward healing with. But there are thousands more, y'all, children, men, women, who are still waiting for rescue. And we can be a part of helping them be set free and walk with them as survivors by being freedom partners with IJM. You give monthly to IJM so that IJM can show up monthly and rescue people from slavery. So visit IJM.org/beahero. To be a part of this movement for good. Your consistent support impacts the lives of individuals all over the world, y'all. Again, that's IJM.org/beahero.
And thank you. It really does matter a lot.
Good morning, Eddie.
When you say I have a hot take on apples, we jam on the record button because I don't want to miss a second of that. Annie F. Downs.
Good morning. I literally just said to you, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I have a hot take on apples, and you hit record just like that. Yep.
With this is the magic that, and I think I can speak for the entire listening audience, I don't want to miss a second of your thoughts on apples. So give it to us now, please.
So last night, here's the thing. Apples are great. You should, well, ooh, I almost shoulded people. Let me be the person I wish I was.
Wow.
I believe that having an apple in your fridge at all time is good for me. And good for all of us too, because it's like a good, like, pick it up on the go. Do you need something real quick? You know, whatever. So
coming in hot this morning, an apple in the fridge take.
That yeah, is, yeah, yeah. Do you keep your apples out of the fridge?
Yeah.
That's not even the hot take. You keep your apples out of the fridge. They stay room temperature.
Room temperature apple stuff. They do. Yeah. They, but I appreciate a cold apple. But I don't love cold things. I don't like cold water too much. I don't like cold apples.
And this is huge.
And this is not just me. This is the majority of the apple eaters in our house seem to like them kind of straight off the tree, you know, as God intended.
Wow. A buddy and I had this exact conversation about oranges 2 weeks ago. About how I want oranges straight out of the fridge. I want my water as close to cold as possible. I want my apples cold. I want everything cold. I eat frozen bananas every day.
You know, you are interesting because here's what I think. Generally, okay. The way you see the fruit kept at the store is essentially what we're trying to reproduce at home.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never thought about that.
And generally, how the fruit exists in the world is what you're trying to do with it in your mouth. So to me,
right.
The best apple I've ever had, Kentucky apple orchard, pulled one off a tree, ate it. There will never be, I mean, it might be the best thing I've ever eaten.
There will never be, yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible. So to me, I'm always chasing that apple. And that apple isn't cold, because cold diminishes taste.
Is that true?
Yeah. So if you have junky wine.
Is that science?
Yeah, yeah. If you have bad wine, and you want to, like, serve it to people, and it's kind of junky, cool it down. It'll be fine.
Fascinating. I did not know that I was ruining a taste experience by chilling my fruit.
But I don't know that you're ruining it, but you just also like the cold thing. So you've got to find that perfect in-between spot. So, the frozen banana is what is...
Well, I'll tell you,
I have frozen bananas, but it's vexing to me, so go for it.
No, why is it vexing to you?
Because I've never heard another human being say they eat frozen bananas. I do because I put one of them in a smoothie every day.
Uh-huh.
But that's a whole thing that's blended up, and I do it just because I'm keeping bananas from going. Like, I'll just put the old bananas in there that are about to be too gross to eat, freeze them so that they're good for smoothies.
Do you peel them or not peel them?
I do peel them because peeling them frozen is very difficult, I found.
That's it. So I have a friend who always throws them in the fridge with, in the freezer with their peel on. And I'm like, yo, life is so much easier than you're making it. Peel it before you put it in the fridge. It's ready to go. Freezer is ready to go. Yeah. I eat them every day almost because I love ice cream. Yes. Like, I love ice cream. And while I think it's totally appropriate to have ice cream if you want ice cream, I also find that I get a lot of the same feelings from frozen bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a dessert to me, but I'm not doing anything but eating a piece of fruit. I really love it. And like when I come back from running or whatever, it's a nice, like, very cold treat.
Yes. Okay. And so, some people have dairy issues. So that's don't want... Right. And so it's a nice little way to
listen, you can make a Wendy's Frosty, just about a Wendy's Frosty at home by blending up a frozen banana and a little scoop of cocoa powder Frosty. And a little bit of peanut butter. And you've got a Wendy's Frosty at your house.
Say the recipe again. So banana.
Yeah. Frozen banana, a little bit of cocoa powder and a little bit of peanut butter.
I'm going
to
tell you.
You can finagle with the proportions there, but those are the three pieces to it.
Right. Yeah, I get that. And I like those kind of recipes. I go in thinking this isn't a Frosty. This is just a good thing that some distant memory will remind me of a Frosty.
Like, right.
We were vegan for years and people are always like, oh, try this. It tastes exactly like XYZ.
That's right.
You're like, no, it's helpful to forget what that hamburger tasted like. This is just a thing. Yeah.
I did that with, what was the thing when, gluten-free.
Gin and tonic?
Gluten-free bread. I was always just like, you know what? I think I'd rather just not have bread, like, than have gluten-free bread, you know?
Right. Because sometimes it's such a bad substitute that you're eating it and you're like, I kind of remember what bread tasted like, and this is not it. Mm-hmm. This is way too far away from my dear friend.
Right. That's it. It just was never worth it. Let's loop back to why we came here. Apples.
Oh.
Here's the hot take I've decided to take on apples. I traditionally just buy, you know, I'll walk in. I know I love, I don't know how to say them, gala. Which would you say? G-A-L-A apples.
Gala.
I love gala apples. I always love those. I like Fuji's. I like them. And so I'm never really strategic when I buy apples. But I bought a couple 2 weeks ago that I really didn't like. And they were red. They weren't green. I know better. I don't even touch the greens.
Right.
But last night on Instagram, here's where the hot take comes in. Last night on Instagram, this is an extended story. I saw a graph, like a chart of all the different apples. And I was like, you know what? Gala for life. I actually read all the different descriptions of apples and I was like, here is my problem, is that I haven't been smart about purchasing apples and now I will be.
Now that is such an interesting thing. And I need to say something. We know it's gala apple, right? Like I just want to make sure that you and I had a fear for a second that you may not think it's a joke and then you're going to say it like that in front of people that didn't listen to the show.
Thank you. No, thank you. I do know you're joking. I don't know if it's gala or gala.
Well, that's an actual gala event that you go to. You could call it either one. I believe generally we would call it gala. We can call it gala as our joke. I just did not want to. I was like,
or do that to anyone else. What if someone is just out there? Yeah, I would have felt sad for that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Apples, I think, I find something problematic.
Okay.
With apples, because not generally with apples as a concept, but your feeling of like that apple is like the apple, it is so personal to your taste because it's not, there is not, because some people heard you say, oh, green apples. And then I was like, yeah, of course, because I think they're disgusting. But some people, just that tart taste to them is the whole thing. And they'll eat that all day long. And that for them is very pleasing. So for me, having eaten, I mean, I think all the normal kinds of apples, I can't find a better taste than a really good, crisp, in-season Fuji apple. I can't find a better taste than that.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean it's better. And that's the hard thing about apples, is because unquestionably there is one kind of banana. We eat that thing.
Isn't that
interesting? Our banana.
There is only one kind of banana.
And people may push back and say, okay, there's ones from different countries of origins, but generally
it's all a banana.
When we're all thinking I'm eating a banana, we're all thinking of the exact same moment. Right?
That's right.
but an apple. They almost, it's almost too broad of a category.
Why has, it almost is, why has no one mutated bananas like they've mutated apples or grapes for that matter? Well, I guess, well, nope, they have with grapes. Red, green.
Green, seeds, no seeds, much sweeter, less sweet, crispy.
Those now, cotton candy grapes get in right, my life, yeah.
Right. Now, the problem with grapes, though, is they haven't named them at least like apples do. So we either think we
that's right.
Red or green, seedless or not, but actually, grapes can be highly satisfying or disappointing.
Yep, you're right. Why why has no one mutated bananas, and why do we call all apples apples?
Right, and so people get into varieties. This is why people know generally a green apple, a Fuji apple, Gala apple, Lady Gala, Crisp,
yeah,
Honey Crisp, the whole deal.
Yeah, yeah, all of
it. So we're getting into it, but it's very, apples are very personal. It's extremely personal.
Yeah. That is fascinating. I think I'm just going to stand strong on Gala from now on. Mm-hmm. And except I do have this dream to go to Vermont. I've never been to Vermont. Have you ever been?
No, I would love to go to Vermont.
I would love to go to Vermont. I would love to go anywhere, but I'd love to go to Vermont.
GP.
And I would love to see, like, I'd love to go to Vermont in September, October, when mm-hmm. it's like apple picking season and they have like festivals. And I used to get Cook's Illustrated magazine, and it's kind of the editor wrote essays at the first page of the magazine, and he lived in Vermont. And it was always like, yes, 100%. I just want to be there in the fall and go to a apple picking festival and have fried things. And I don't know, it just feels great. But that's the only way I'm going to skew from a Gala from now on.
How disappointing is the swimsuit edition of Cook's Illustrated? Right? Because it's just, it's chefs. Just
sip of tea, right? As you said that, and almost ruined all the very expensive equipment Chad made me buy for my house.
Right. Because we're both drinking coffee and tea during the show, and we're both guessing when the other person is going to hold things for 10 seconds without needing the partner.
Yeah, that's right. That's the dance they don't understand. The dance that the listener does not understand, that we both have hot drinks all through the episode.
Hot drinks and hot,
I don't know anything about your jokes. Cough. Man, we have so, I mean, we did 10 minutes of fruit talk, and I feel like I'm just on the cutting edge, the Honey Crisp edge of what I could say about apples.
We could do a whole series about this.
Yeah.
We have only yet begun to fruit, because we haven't even talked about oranges. Oranges are the other one.
Which way? The other one what? The other one that there's a lot of varieties and they just call them all orange?
Right. And you can eat find an orange that looks great that you're like, and you can peel it and eat it and be like, this is a tasteless, mealy thing full of seeds and I hate it.
Mm-hmm,
then
mm-hmm.
you can grab another orange that looks exactly like it and it's like candy.
Yes, that's right.
And I don't know which is which. We didn't. So this is.
But in the same vein of apples, they have named them tangerines and they have named them, what are the little tiny ones? I want to say Cupids. That's not right.
Cuties?
Yeah, cuties.
Halo cuties, maybe?
Yeah, and grapefruits. And I know they're all different, but in the same vein, apples are that different, but we call them all apples. You have really, amongst other things in culture, we're really active about seeing change. I believe that apples, all being called apples, might be something to take a stand about.
Yeah, this is extremely important.
In the grand scheme of things. It's shocking. I love oranges. One of the kindest things one of my roommates did about 10 years ago, 8 years ago, when we lived together, is she would like buy an extra orange at the grocery store sometimes and put it in the fridge for me.
Oh,
it was one of
the
kindest friend things.
In the fridge.
Yeah. I love them cold. Cold, cold, cold. Ruin that taste is what I always say.
Always say that. Yeah. So growing up in Florida, though, the magical part of Florida is we have great oranges here. And during orange season, we do have Disney and it is also magical. But during orange season, there are places around Florida where the oranges come to get processed. And sometimes they have little gift shops and things in front of them. But what they do is the fresh orange juice that's getting like, it was on a tree that morning, it got picked and they're processing it. And so for like little kids, you can walk up with a cup and just take some orange juice. That orange juice is absolutely the most magical taste. It's because it's like, it's fresh and good and it's the perfect orange for juice, but I don't know what that orange is. So I can't juice at home.
Right.
It's just this, You had a question somewhere around the 10-minute mark, and then I refused to let us stop talking and did another 4 minutes on oranges. Did you have
No, I'm sure I wanted it to be about oranges. I'm not being sarcastic. I really love them.
I did.
They're my favorite fruit. So this leads us down another important path, to be real, is I work with oranges. They are really not in season sometimes.
Really not in season.
And
coming from far away, real far away, that it's hard to
get them. Yeah, we don't grow them in Tennessee, and we for sure don't grow them in Tennessee in July. And so I wonder how much better my life would be. It feels like an experiment I should try. If I only ate the fruits and vegetables that were actually available in the season they are grown.
I know.
I just don't do that. I eat everything that's at the anything that the grocery store produce department has feels like an option to me. But then you get mealy oranges.
And you get gross apples. I know. I wish there was a store. Trader Joe's does it a little bit. But the fact that I can always find a peach makes me never trust peaches because I never actually know when they're in season,
right,
except for a peach truck, which we both love so much.
Oh, but like, love them. Absolutely.
Because a peach is another one where it's either 100% couldn't be better or absolute trash. There is no 50% peach.
Okay, so we didn't plan this, but this is a segue of all segues because I am packing for vacation. I am on vacation next week, and I am already packing. And
really?
I'm ready to go on vacation. And I don't want to forget anything. This has potential to be a perfect vacation. No pressure, self, and next
gracious.
Week. But I'm considering taking a bag of peach truck peaches to my friends who I'm vacationing with.
Yes.
Can I safely put those in my suitcase and fly them?
I don't know.
I don't either.
They come boxed because they ship them.
Yeah, do I just ship a box out there and just call it a thing?
I think you do.
Yeah, let me add that to my list. Because I'll just ship a box. That's significantly safer.
Because they're so good. We're not sponsored by Peach Truck. I know they're so good.
I
know
I
someone
them.
That does design there. That's the only thing. Hello,
oh,
Ben.
Oh, Steven and Jessica, who own it, are two of my people. Like, I love them.
Oh,
they're
really?
Like, yeah. I adore them.
Well, since
them.
We're just name
friends.
Dropping, this is not as fancy, but Ben Orsborn, who used to do design at International Justice Mission, just moved from D.C. to Nashville to do a bunch of their design. And he is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my whole entire life. And, of course, he works at Peach Truck because they're also...
What's his wife's name?
I don't remember. I wish you would have asked.
But does he have one?
He does, and he has children, and we've talked about them all, and I don't remember any of their names. So,
oh, boy. My apologies.
So I'm going to look it up real quick, pretend I remember in 5 minutes.
Great. And so he lives in Nashville now. I'm really glad to know that because there is a real need for some graphic design in my life. And so
Ben is...
We have a designer on staff. She's just on vacation this week. That's what I'm saying.
Ben is... unbelievably talented and also one of the nicest people I've known.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Yes. And a Washington
Peach
Nationals
truck.
Fan.
Oh, well, fine. And not everyone's perfect, so it's fine.
He also, since we're talking about Ben, I'd like to talk about just a general thing of how a lot of men see each other.
Yeah.
He is extremely handsome to me. Like, I look at him and I think, you are a good looking dude. And also great facial hair. Facial hair that you really, really know. I couldn't achieve it even if like Jonathan Van Ness was like helping me out. Like, I will never have as good a facial hair as Ben does effortlessly. And I'm very jealous of it. Is there anything else you want to say? Oh, you're gone. Okay, so here's what's funny, listener. I lost Annie for a second and then I talked about facial hair. So I talked about facial hair and then there was silence and I thought, have I hit some sort of like invisible wall of discomfort with her?
Nope. I was just gone for 10 seconds, but I'm back. Anyhow, I don't know what happened. He has great facial hair. Okay, great. So I ship a box of peaches is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you ship them. I think you let them do what they have figured out, which is how to get a very tender, soft fruit to a person's house with... absolute 100% quality.
Okay.
Because also, if you're packing, right? You're packing right now. You need every square inch of that bag, even if you think you don't.
That's it. Whatever. Here is y'all can quote us on this because this is always true. Whatever size suitcase you pick is the size suitcase you need for that trip. You will right. fill up whatever suit. If I pick the smallest suitcase I have, which I have two, mm-hmm. so I have a 50-50 shot. If right. I pick the smaller suitcase, I will fill the smaller suitcase. If I pick the bigger suitcase, spoiler alert, I have, I will yeah. fill the bigger suitcase.
But also there's a thing happening here. If this really, this show is going to be called About Fruit and Traveling, isn't it? Because we're at 18 minutes. Like, this is what wow. we're going to, this makes me really happy.
Fruit for sure. I feel like the back half of the show could get really interesting. I don't know. But yeah, it's about fruit. About fruit and fill in the blank. Because I don't know.
But here's what I want to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've lost you again for a second. So I'm going to just do my monologue and hopefully you'll be there. When
now, this time
on.
I lost Eddie.
There's something about traveling.
Problematic.
For work.
I don't know
like
why this is
for,
happening.
You know, leaving on a Friday, coming back on a Sunday. I know what to happen. I know what needs to happen. I have the exact, it's a very quick pack. But when you're going on some sort of vacation kind of thing, there is a variable happening here, right?
I don't know what's happening.
Yes, I lost you.
I know, I lost you too.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. We're going to keep recording and not have Chad edit this, but the listener just heard what I said, and I believe that they can affirm that it was not worth me restating it to you. I was just monologuing about, packing for a trip versus packing versus home. And
oh,
cares?
You pack to go home? Pack at home?
No, I meant packing for like a vacation. I said home, but I meant vacation. But anyhow, I was so bored by what I was just saying that I think we're all going to just do you a
we're
favor.
We're all just better for it.
And let's move on.
Okay.
Because the question, of course, is where are you going on vacation? And what are you doing?
Don't want to tell that.
Fine.
Is
what
the
are
actual
you doing?
Truth.
That's fine. What are you doing? Are you going?
I'm going to relax. I'm going
great.
Where there isn't a lot of opportunity to have cell service. And I'm going
great.
With a lot of friends. And it is my first ever vacation alone. Meaning there's not like another girlfriend going or another single friend going that we're like sharing a room.
Right.
It's me going alone with a bunch of families who are going on vacation mm-hmm. and we're all going at the same time. And so it has led to some really good and interesting conversations with the married couples that I'm going with of being like,
great.
Hey, I feel like I might get lonely and that's okay if I feel that. Okay. Also, I'm probably just going to communicate that if I'm worried great. About being left out or worried about, you know, blah, blah, blah. So. But I am excited.
I'm excited for you. I'm also excited because to my knowledge of you, and I have extensive knowledge because I've talked to you every day since this whole quarantine started, this is your first real outing.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
I haven't
real
been
significant...
on a plane. Yeah, for sure. I for sure haven't been on a plane. I've driven. That's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I've driven to see my parents in Georgia.
Right.
But other than that, yeah. I have not flown until Sunday.
Well, that's exciting.
I know. I am really excited. And someone just mailed me a mask. People are very kind. And someone mailed me a Georgia Bulldog mask. And so that's far better. And it's very nice quality compared to the mask that I bought in the panic of quarantine. And so I'm going to wear my UGA mask as I go through the airports. And so... I'm really excited. But y'all don't go, because the reason everyone should know we talk about this is because we were scheduling like when we're going to do shows and when we're going to do this and that. And you guys aren't really going on vacation this summer because of Bree's internship, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've always had, you know, we're both going to work all summer and we have most of the summer. So it's actually mostly a thing of just like, we haven't figured out, what I haven't figured out my comfort level with getting on a plane yet and going and traveling. And so we're kind of like everybody in that in between of, you know, there's still COVID out there. There's still quarantine, yet the country seems to be opening. And I think it's just turning into like, everybody's making their own decision. And so for you, I'm like, yeah, good on you. I'm glad you're going. Like, you'll be safe and you'll be wise. And
the interesting thing is it's already paid for. So I'm going. And everybody feels safe about what we're doing and it's all going to be very safe. I have two other trips, two weddings actually in June and July that I've been invited to that are on. And I'm making decisions about those weddings after this happens.
Right.
Like to see how I feel about like, how did I feel flying and how did I, and did I not get sick? And so I'm using this as a test run for my own psychosis.
But it is a different thing though, right? Because people who we've all been sort of rolling together in this and kind of like kind of sharing our decision making. People are kind of doing, starting to do different things. It's not as obvious like everyone stay at home and shelter in place and don't leave. Right. It's sort of some people are like, we're done. And then some restaurants are open and some are closed. And so it's a very,
I mean, we did a podcast interview yesterday with two people and one of them showed up with a mask and hand sanitizer and one of them showed up like everything was normal. I mean, everybody's just doing what they want to do at this point.
Right. And so
it seems
good on
which them. Eddie, our very favorite restaurant in Nashville, and I use our on purpose because it's the only place you and I, we've eaten in two restaurants, but with our friends at Baja Burrito has not reopened at all yet.
That is,
and there
a
is some
bummer.
Scuttle around if we're ever. I mean, they said on their Instagram that they are going to open back up, but there is some concern. There is some real concern amongst the people because they haven't opened 1%, and they're such a great takeout place. Everyone's really concerned. I need to just DM them and check in.
But the fact that they haven't opened for takeout even is very odd because
that's
sort of like
the concerning part.
That's like everybody's done that. I have eaten at that Baja Burrito with your team and with our friend, with my friend Jeff. And that was, you don't normally remember a burrito. That was a very good burrito.
It's memorable. I know. I'm hoping that there's things we don't know that's making it okay that they aren't open at all, but it just has me. Their Instagram said something like, we've served you for 20 years. And we plan to serve you for 20 more. Coming back soon. And you're like, I want to believe you. But I'm going to go on vacation and I'm going to come home and really hope that that week has led you to reopen.
I hope their Instagram starts getting like really like ominous and weird and dark.
For no reason, just for funsies.
Yeah, like, just to mess with people's heads. Like,
that's right.
We are walking alone in the wilderness. They're like, what does that mean? We are all drops of water on the windshield.
That's right. I'm like, why? It's just
why
a
would
burrito.
My burrito place say that?
Can I please have a burrito? Yeah.
Everything you think is real is just your construct of consciousness. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Burrito.
I just wanted some salsa. Just that pineapple salsa, please.
Why on earth would you make me question the nature of God with your Instagram? Jeez,
can I get your wisdom on one more piece of travel?
You know you can't stop me, so you might as well set me up.
Yeah. Well, the only way to stop you is to not tell you. And so I'm telling you. And seeing what you... Now, how do I get to the airport? Part one. Do I drive myself and leave my car for an entire week at an airport?
Yes.
Do I pour that coffee? Let's talk about it. Do
Sorry, Daddy needs a start of medicine. Keep going.
Do I take an Uber? That just makes me have heebie-jeebies left to right now. I don't want to do that. Do I? And normally when I go to the airport, I park it like a offsite and take a shuttle in. Do I do that? But then somebody gets in my car and drives it to a parking spot. So there's a person in my car.
What time is your flight?
10 a.m.
How far are you generally from the airport without giving your location to everybody?
20 minutes.
What's your address? Okay, so... Because the thing is, we're too old, and we have, there is a place in life.
To ask a friend.
Yeah, I am not calling up a buddy. No. Being like, hey, I have a 7 a.m. flight. I got to get to Atlanta. Can you?
That's right.
And then, of course, they're going to do it. We're too old for that. We need You need to pay for it. We're too old to have people help us move. We need to pay for it. Okay.
Thank you. Do you have a day? Do you have a year on what that is? Because I think it's important for people to know the year that you can no longer ask people to help you move.
I don't, but I think it corresponds to when you finally realize you should probably get some life insurance. Right?
My buddy James just moved. He's 30, mid-30s, 32, 33.
Yeah.
And he, single guy, bought a house. Great dude.
Yeah.
And he hired movers. And I thought, my man, grown up.
My man.
Well done.
We're all done. Now, listen, if a friend asked me to help move, I've done that in the last 2 years. Happy to do it.
Help, certainly.
But generally, also, no one wants to do that.
Yeah.
And we complained and goofed on them the entire time. So there's just a point, right? So listen, Annie, I think here's my thought. I think normally I'd be like, Uber, of course, because it's just the perfect solution.
Yes.
But that
drops
just
you
feels,
at the door.
But that's just one of those decisions that some people might be comfortable with, but somehow it oogs you out.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you drive your car. Is the on-site parking excessively expensive for Nashville Airport?
I don't know that I've ever done it. My alarm's going off. No, my alarm's going off. What? Why would I have set an alarm for 7:58? Only the Lord knows. I don't even know why that alarm exists.
You don't know.
In case I was late for the show, I set an alarm 28 minutes in.
Just in case I'm
overslept.
Here, I've already called Jenna. I've called Chad. I've called everybody. People are knocking
everybody at the network. Yeah.
Everyone is showing up. I feel like you drive your car.
Okay, I drive my car and I park. Yeah. I mean, my guess is the parking garage is not full because there are so many fewer flights than usual.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I drive and park. That's just annoying to leave your car sitting at the airport for a week.
It is a whole week, though. That's the hard part.
I don't know that I don't know how I feel about a stranger getting in my car and driving it. That feels wackadoodle to me. I thought about calling the place where I park and asking them, what are your procedures right now?
Oh, yeah, like the park and ride things?
Yeah, yeah, because that's what I always do. I mean, the guys and I, like, are pals, you know? Like, the early morning, Friday morning guy and I, like, and the Saturday night guy and I, we, like, know each other because in normal life, they pick me up and drop me off so much.
Yeah.
And so I really like them and I like parking there, but I just need to call. We've taken this conversation longer. It needs to be. I'll let you know. I'll call today and I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to know that people are doing the math right now and realizing that you're gone for a week. And I want to tell people that there will be shows next week. Here's what's happening.
Yeah.
Right now you're hearing this on Friday. And we are recording this on Wednesday. And to get my brain wrapped around this, you had to do a few trips around the barn to help me understand what was happening.
Well, that's like, partly my fault for not communicating well with you. I made a plan and then just told you it versus making a plan with you. So,
but you haven't hit that wall with me because you don't normally have to plan on the show together. Mm-hmm, we just talk and make jokes and talk about apples. But time and distance and things of that nature just shut down the whole computer. And you saw me go like, I don't understand. And then Jenna, who's sweet, who's sitting next to you, who I can see, laughs because she knew, she was catching very early that I had no clue what was happening. So what's happening is today we're recording Friday, and then this week we're recording all next week. So there will be shows every Tuesday and Friday.
Our goal was we still want to record one show a day. We still want to do it day. We still want to go in the right order. We don't want to deceive anybody into thinking this is live next Friday because I will still be on vacation. But we are doing four shows in a row so that it progresses just like a normal listening experience. The main reason we want people to know that I'm on vacation and the shows were recorded, you know, if the shows were recorded ahead of time is if the world massively changes and something, I mean, these days we can't record super far ahead about a lot of things. It's something I'm struggling with That Sounds Fun podcast and something you're experiencing with New Activist is we have plans to do some ahead of time recordings, but the world is changing so fast. And so, and so when you hear next week's two shows, we did them by themselves on a day. We just did them the week before you're hearing them.
Right. So that's that. That's what
we're
going to do.
So we're recording Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we're releasing Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday.
Yeah. And all of them will be very strongly influenced by fruit. So
I hope so.
What we missed today, really we will pick up tomorrow. So you don't worry about a thing. Let's not
just like an apple falling from a tree. What we missed today, we'll pick up tomorrow. Wow, he's out.
We are the Isaac Newton of podcasting.
Tomorrow, we've got to talk about Fig Newtons. Okay, that's all I'm saying. We just have to talk about them tomorrow. Or Tuesday. Yeah, when everyone hears this on Tuesday, we're kicking off vacation week.
For me, you need to say tomorrow because I'll 100% not show up tomorrow morning if you keep saying Tuesday. So tomorrow when you and I record, we will talk Fig Newton hot take. Well, that was nothing on my list, but that was exactly what should be.
Oh, I
nothing
can't
on
wait.
Your list either. What did you have on your list? Apples?
No, apples. Yeah, apples. That's how it went down. So, okay, great. All right, friends. Well, go wash your hands. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Bye, buddies.